The name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. For the last several days, our first readings have been from what are called the minor prophets, though there really isn't anything such thing as a minor prophet. You know, a prophet is a prophet is a prophet. And yet the minor prophets, their books are shorter than like Ezekiel or Daniel or Isaiah, the so-called major prophets. But in any case, the prophecies have all been related to what is called the Day of the Lord, also known as the Day of Judgment. So, and that is, you know, standard in the church's year, that as we approach the end of the church's year, our thoughts are turned to the end times, to the four last things. And what are the four last things? Death, judgment, heaven, and hell. In other words, you know, judgment and the result of judgment. Because when we die, we will be judged by God. At the end of time, there will be a general judgment as well as a particular judgment for anyone who happens to still be alive. And then there is the fruit of the judgment, which is either heaven or hell. And very likely for most of us, if we attain heaven, we'll make a pit stop in purgatory first to get cleaned up, because nothing impure can enter into the presence of God. Now, how should we look at the Day of Judgment? I think one of the best ways to look at it is as a final exam. Remember when you were in school and you had final exams? You know, how did you feel about final exams? In one sense, you looked forward to them because that meant the semester was over and you could relax. But there was also some trepidation because you never were really quite sure that you would be up to snuff. Would you, in fact, pass the final exam? And that, I think, is how we should look forward to the Day of Judgment. We look forward to it in the fact that when the Lord returns in glory, all evil will be cast out. The devil will be chained for all eternity, and our salvation and the restoration of creation will be complete. The new heaven and the new earth, and we want there to be judgment, because that will be a very good thing if we measure up, because we also should have some trepidation and wonder to ourselves, will I measure up to God's judgment? Will I be judged justly? And we should have that hope tinged with anxiety, because we cannot be certain that we will be saved. You know, we can always sin. We can always fall from grace. We hope we won't, but it's a possibility. And yet, it is not of despair, because we know that God doesn't want us to go to hell, that if we live in a state of grace, and even if we fall and repent, we'll be okay. But we can't have that presumption that, oh, it doesn't matter what I do, I'm going to go to heaven. Doesn't matter what I do, I'm going to pass that exam. No, if you don't study, you're not going to pass the exam. If you don't know the material, you're not going to pass the exam. If you don't live in a state of grace and die in a state of grace, you're not going to go to heaven. That's a fact. You know, mercy only applies to us if we repent. If you don't repent and you don't accept that mercy into your life, ain't going to happen. You go to the other place. And so we look forward to the Day of Judgment, and yet we have that fear of the Lord, which inspires us to do what is necessary to be prepared for that judgment. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.